The Hunt for Lost Things by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Luke 15:8-10. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she's found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Several years ago, I went on my daily lunch break walk at a local park. It was a gorgeous autumn day. That particular afternoon, I once again came across a woman I'd seen several times before combing the ground with a metal detector. Intrigued, I decided to go speak to her and see what she hunted for so passionately. "What's your story?" I asked. Her response, "I'm addicted to lost things." That resonated with me so deeply. Conviction was instant. What would change if we, were addicted to helping the lost find Jesus? Ouch. On that deserted playground, with the clouds piling in and the rain beginning to sprinkle on my rapidly frizzing hair, I stood and slurped a diet lemonade while this dedicated woman searched and periodically dug in the sandy ground. All the while, we talked about treasure and ownership of lost things. "I'm always looking down when I'm out," she confessed. And I couldn't help but recognize that while she looks down expecting gifts, so many of us, including myself, are more prone to look down out of fear. She expects treasure. We expect rejection. She can't even make eye contact because she's searching to find the lost. We can't because we're afraid of being found. I went to the park to get some fresh air, but I came away with a fresh perspective and a reminder of how Jesus passionately and diligently seeks the lost. He leaves the 99 to find the one. Not only that, He invites us into the process by speaking the gospel to those around us. It doesn't require a metal detector to discover lost, hurting people everywhere we go. They're right there, but often requires getting our hands a little dirty to reach them. It often means putting aside our desires and our insecurities and our fears so that we see them. There are days when my friend in the park only finds discarded hairbands, trash, and soda can lids, and those days feel like a wasted trip. In the same way, our witnessing and ministry efforts often feel unrewarded, like digging in deep sand searching for one particular grain. Futile. Yet, there are days when my park buddy discovers bigger treasures awaiting her discovery. Coins, money, jewelry. The payoff makes it all worth it. Patience, diligence, and continued striving toward the end goal make it all worth it. And when we roll up our sleeves and get busy seeking the lost, those days we see someone come to Christ will be far more rewarding and much more valuable than any gold locket or silver dollar.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.